Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi friends, my name is Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor here at Emmanuel Faith, and I'm coming to you with today's audio Daily Phil devotional. It's entitled, God's Power on Display. I can remember the very place I was sitting when it happened. I was on a rock in the San Juan Wilderness region of the Colorado Mountains. I was 18 years old, and I'd been invited by a friend to go on a backpacking trip with Young Life. I went because I loved the mountains and wanted an adventure, not because I was interested in Jesus or his church. See, I'd grown up around the church, and while I believed in Jesus, I had no serious intention of becoming a disciple. I was far more interested in girls and baseball than I was in Jesus. However, all that changed on that summer day. Sitting on those rocks, I opened my Bible to Matthew chapter 5, and I started reading. The guide had given us some very elementary questions to think through, but it was essentially just me and my Bible, or so I thought. I quickly came to realize that Jesus was there with me. I started reading, and it just seemed as if the words of the scriptures leapt off the page and lodged into my heart, like tent stakes being pounded into hard ground. The story that I'd heard for almost my entire life became real to me. Two-dimensional ideas became three-dimensional reality. Wooden principles became living power. To say it as simply as I can, I was changed. Right there, sitting on that rock, with no one else around, I became a disciple. I fell in love with Jesus. In John chapter 6, verse 63, Jesus claimed, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life," close quote. His words awakened me to new life, and I experienced firsthand what Jesus proclaimed. The Spirit's power and the power of the gospel were on display in my life. It wasn't anything anyone said. It was just Scripture, Jesus, and His Spirit at work. I'm guessing the pristine mountains didn't hurt either. You know, as I've thought back on that day many times over the last 22 years, I've got to be honest. I spend a lot of time thinking about how to present the message of the gospel. I spend hours every week preparing to preach the scriptures. That's all fine and good, and it's what I'm called to do. However, I'm reminded that the power lies in God's Spirit, not my words. That's when His power impacted me. And I trust that He uses my preparation and study. But if His Spirit doesn't move, no lasting change or transformation is possible. Now, that paradigm isn't only true because I'm a preacher and a pastor. It's true because I'm a child of God. See, He's at work in and through you too. And as you go about your day, would you pray for opportunities to share Jesus? And when He brings those opportunities, because He will, know that as you share, Jesus is at work. It's His Spirit that changed your life, and it's His Spirit that will change other lives. You simply get to be His mouthpiece. You know, throughout this week, we are doing our best to collect stories of the way that God has demonstrated His power in the lives of our listeners. If you're willing, we'd love for you to head over to our website at efcc.org and find the form that invites you to share your story of the way God has demonstrated His power. We're collecting a number of these stories, and then we'll choose one of them to share on Friday as our Daily Phil devotional. Hey, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Let me pray for you as you go. Jesus, thank you for every person listening to this devotional. I pray that you remind them of the way that you've demonstrated your power in their life. And Lord, maybe for those that have never experienced that, that today you would show them that you are a good God, a living God, a present God, and that you would demonstrate your power in their life as well. Lord, thanks for loving us. We're grateful in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, thanks for tuning in, friends. Have a great rest of your day. God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.